Welcome to Semper Reformanda. We kind of did Semper Reformanda light there at the end, and I blame myself for that. I went on a little bit of a rant, but that's the kind of thing.
That. I thought you were going to save that.
Well, no, I was going to talk about my experiences watching Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I didn't lie. But yeah, that whole, that I'm serious, man. I have had a lot of conversations.
Accusing of lying.
I'm bantering with you. You know this.
Liar! You're liar!
I speak the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. So that Wiz Khalifa thing and the Charlie Puth thing, See You Again, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had about like, about that song and how effective and evocative that has been in the lives of many people. Mm. It's a moving song. It's beautiful. Mm. It's gripping in terms of the words and all of this. And that's an example that I often use for people that over-spiritualize everything and are trying to like find the spiritual in all of the wrong places. Or also like are just wearing around badges of honor. Like, well, I don't partake of this impure media, but I will, you know, I just watch The Chosen and I just watch this because that's like God's stuff. And I'm like, with all due respect, it is not. That is perhaps a violation, direct violation of scripture. Mm. And I would much rather you listen to this quote unquote secular stuff that is dripping with common grace and eternal things, whether people realize it or not.
Yeah.
And you can actually be profited as you contemplate what you're listening to or what you're watching, as you think about the image of God and eternity being written into man's heart, et cetera, and the longing that we all have for paradise. Mm. I mean, where does it come from? Anyway, I could rant about this all day, and I just think we often short sell the value of common grace in media, and we oversell this kind of Christian media stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of this Christian media stuff is not sound, and it is unhelpful.
No. No, it is not.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, there you go. Rant over.
Do you want me to talk about the Jesus movies now, or do you want to say something?
No, I mean, a lot of what I already had to say, yes, I have some additional.
Do you unload the chamber, John?
A little bit. I do have some additional. Listen, we say these things because we're trying to protect you.
We're trying to upset people.
No.
That's what we're doing.
No.
John, I'm kidding.
No. I'm not upset. We're trying to protect you from the schemes of the wild one, of the liar, the father of all lies. Listen, you don't need this stuff. Christ is sufficient.
True. Gosh, it's true.
Christ is sufficient and his means are sufficient.
Amen, dude. Satan, if that's the word, that's the word right there.
Yeah.
You don't need this.
You don't need this.
He's given you everything you need.
And I do think... I do think it's affecting people, and I don't think it's good. And when you're
guys, getting, this is just John's fundamentalism coming out. And
when you're defending a production of something because of the connection you have with it, you really should stop and ask yourself, why are you so passionate about that,
bro? Can I say something else too? And this is going to sound again, I'm just going to say this: people that, oh my goodness, guys, but the lost are being reached for Christ through this medium. I don't know. And then here's what I immediately think. I'm like, if you're really that concerned with lost people being reached for Christ, I don't know that I've ever said anything like this on this pod. When is the last time that you have had a meaningful conversation with your neighbor? Hmm. And I don't mean that lives down the street from you necessarily. Your neighbor at work, at the gym, at the restaurant, at the coffee shop, at the dry cleaners, or that lives down the street. When is the last time that you have had any meaningful interaction with your neighbor over substantial stuff? I'm not even saying directly sharing the gospel, but when's the last time you did that? And then you can ask yourself, when is the last time that I had a gospel conversation with anybody? I mean, if you're really going to give me I would not say this to you unprompted, but if you're going to come at me and say, well, The Chosen is this great tool of evangelism, I'm going to say baloney.
Yeah. I can't like partner with Mormons and Catholics to advance the gospel because we don't
exactly.
Agree on what
this
the
gospel
is
bad ecumenism. I mean, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And so we should feel a sense of like, well, yeah, we should be loving neighbor. Underneath that banner of love of neighbor would be relationship evangelism. True. But then in addition, do we not think that the church is God's plan of evangelism? That's do we right. not think that the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ is the way that sinners will be brought to faith? Mm. I think we do. So again, generate relationships and invite people in to taste and see that the Lord is good and that Jesus is a savior. And that's going to require intentional living. And it's going to require bringing people into not only your life, but also into your church context where they're going to be confronted with the gospel.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, well, let's just pray that the Lord uses the chosen. And again, I'm not mocking people, but that's a terrible argument.
Yeah.
It just is.
Well, and they're not even really, the thing that's hard about it is they're not from, how do I say this? From
Dude, you paused so sharply, I thought you had frozen. No cap.
From the reviews I've read that, I lost my train of thought there, but from the reviews that I read, they are quoting parts of Christ, right?
Yeah.
And they're adding things here and there.
Yeah.
But
that's dangerous.
Yeah. And my critique on this is that you got a guy who can't get the gospel right. And then you have another guy who's saying that Jesus of the Book of Mormon is the same Jesus of the Bible. And you're wanting me to partner with them and promote their stuff, saying, hey, the gospel's going forth. And I'm like, actually, hey, no, the gospel is not going forth.
Let me put it this way. I mean, everybody that watches this show knows that I think my favorite living theologian is Sinclair Ferguson. Hmm. All right. If I had to pick one. Okay, so if Sinclair Ferguson were the director of this thing, and if Sinclair Ferguson were the one taking liberty with all of his theological framework and all of his, you know, exegesis and things that he's done over the course of time, if he was the one taking liberty and writing into the white space what Jesus would have said or done, I would be saying the exact same
thing. Amen.
I would.
Let me ask you this. This is a different scenario. Okay, what about like movies about the Apostle Paul where the Christ is never depicted? And there's never, you know what I mean? Like there's no, like Jesus is not a part of it. How do you feel about any type of?
I think that's grayer, but I'm not, because that's not a second commandment, anything. Depicting Paul's life is not a violation of any commandment in any potential way.
No, I agree.
And I still would be asking the question, what's the point? What's the value? I mean, I still am asking that question. I don't think I have the clear theological categories in mind over going beyond the scripture in terms of a depiction of the message of the scripture. Because what's the message of the scripture, John? It's the person and work of Christ, effectively.
Yeah.
It's who he is and what he came to do. It was planned in the Pactum Salutis in eternity past, accomplished through the covenant of works and covenant of grace in time and space. Mm-hmm. And he came and did this. And any distortion of that is damning, potentially. Yeah. A distortion of Paul's ministry, I don't think there's a lot of value in it.
So would you hold that? I
would have no interest, in watching it or reading it.
So would you place this on the same level as The Passion and Ben-Hur?
What do you mean? So like the Chosen?
Yeah, like The Passion of Christ, but done by Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and when in my younger, uninformed days, I mean, I went and saw The Passion.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I know there are people who watch it every, Easter.
Would I watch it now? No.
No.
I would say my concerns with The Passion are the same. I mean, because people will often say, well, it gives me an understanding of what Jesus went through for me. And I appreciate that. I do. And at the same time, here's where I'm going to go. Like, I remember watching I don't know what they're called formally. I think it's literally just like the Jesus. It's called
movie.
Jesus of something. It was produced, I think, in the 70s. It's long. I mean, it's like several videos, because this was VHS stuff. It was several VHS tapes. And it's effectively like trying to depict the earthly ministry and life of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think they tried to do it faithfully, best I can tell. But I'll just say this. You know, in my upbringing, I mean, we watched those mm-hmm. movies because in my household, I mean, none of us, I think we all meant well, but none of us had a clue about mm-hmm. things like this, right? And I remember watching those movies and, brother, I still to this day have to consciously remove the natural images and depictions of Jesus that I absorbed as a child from my brain.
That's right.
I saw the Passion of the Christ. I have to fight that. Like the depiction of him in that movie, how he spoke, how he looked at people, all of that. If you think that does not affect you, you're crazy.
That's right.
And you're naive. And what I'm saying and what John is saying is that some of that may be accurate, mm-hmm. but a lot of it may not be, and we have no way of proving its accuracy biblically. And so why would we go there? and so affect our thinking about the Lord Jesus. What we think about when we think about God is the most important thing we think about. That's been said many times. What we think about when we think of the Lord Jesus is the most important thing that we could ever think about. And why are we going to color our thinking and what we think of when we think of Jesus with the depictions of men that may very well be wrong because they have taken great liberty? Because nobody's greatly affected, really. I shouldn't say that. People are affected sometimes by the just biblical things that Jesus said, like the things that are quoting the scriptures. Mm-hmm. But what do people really comment on with the Chosen or the Passion of the Christ? Yeah. It's the scenes that aren't biblical.
Yeah.
It's the ones that we're just projecting. It's all conjecture. It's him sitting around and joking with his disciples. It's the Passion of the Christ when he's sort of has this tender moment with his mom and he's making chairs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's the things we latch onto. And I'm not saying they're wrong, but we don't know they're right.
That's right.
We know the scripture's right. And the Lord has given us everything we need. We keep coming back around to this. And I just don't think there's value, John. And I think there's great danger. And so my encouragement to anybody that's a member of my congregation is you don't need it. It may be damaging to you. Trust in the means of grace.
Yeah.
Be here on Sunday and let's do this together for the rest of our lives.
I mean, how offended would you be if I said, you know, one day you're going to embrace Christ and Jesus embraced people. We know this. I said, I want you to pretend that I'm Jesus and I want you to feel the warmth of my body and the breath of my mouth. And when I hug you, I want you to, this is what it would be like for Christ to hug you. You are already losing your mind.
I'm about to flip the desk over because it's not okay.
But that's what they're doing. Well, this is what it would be like. And I'm like, you don't have the right to do that. I'm sorry. It's offensive.
This was much more impassioned than I thought it might be. do you have anything else pointed to say, John, or I'm going to land this plane?
Land it, baby.
Okay. Before we say anything else,
get ourselves.
We love you guys. We're grateful for you. Again, we've not meant to offend anyone. If there are chosen watchers amongst the SR members, please just love us and know that we love you. And this is not an issue of fidelity to Christ anyway, I think we've made that plain. I don't have anything else to add here. I'm glad for the conversation and we're going to pray that this is useful to someone. It's good that we would think biblically and well about this stuff though, guys. It really does matter. Yeah. Okay. I'm done. I was just thinking about, is there anything else that's good to say?
No.
This is good. Family time.
It's family time.
We're grateful for your support. We're grateful for the SR community. We're grateful for the messages you send. The Lord continues to use this ministry in ways that are touching to John and to me. And that's not lost on us.
No.
We're broken vessels and we're conduits of the Lord's mercy and grace. We're just simply heralds and messengers of the Lord Jesus. Grace and peace to all. And we'll talk again next week.
Amen.